So good morning, everyone. Julie Goldsworthy and I are going to be leading us through the service this morning. So let's begin our worship. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous, and all the people have seen your glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the sun of righteousness dawns in our hearts, appoint our lips with the seal of your spirit, that we may witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever.
A Psalm of David. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen. Amen. So the psalmody, great is the Lord and highly to be praised. I will exalt you, O God, my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. His greatness is beyond all searching out. One generation shall praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. They shall speak of the majesty of your glory, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. They shall speak of the might of your marvelous acts, and I will also tell of your greatness. They shall pour forth the story of your abundant kindness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, long-suffering and of great goodness. The Lord is loving to everyone, and his mercy is over all his creatures. All your works praise you, O Lord, and your faithful servants bless you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your mighty power to make known to all the peoples your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. King of the universe, you show the bright glory of your reign in acts of mercy and enduring love. Raise the spirits of the downcast and restore those who have fallen away. that we may sing forever of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 20. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family, from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord.
The canticle, we say it together. Above you, the Holy One arises, and above you, God's glory appears. Arise, shine out, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Through night still covers the earth, and darkness the peoples. Above you, the Holy One arises, and above you, God's glory appears. The nations will come to your light, and kings to your dawning brightness. Your gates will lie open continually, shut neither by day nor by night. The sound of violence shall be heard no longer in your land, or ruin and devastation within your borders. You will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. No more will the sun give you daylight, nor moonlight shine upon you, but the Lord will be your everlasting light. Your God will be your splendor. For you shall be called the city of God, the dwelling of the Holy One of Israel.
The New Testament reading is taken from John 1, 43 to 51. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
Let's just pray a moment before I do the talk. Father, I pray that you will breathe life into your church today. Please surprise us with your power and presence and renew us in us a desire to hear from you. Amen. Amen. So we don't often have the Psalms read and pondered upon in our Zoom services, but Psalm 139 is quite probably one of the most encouraging Psalms. It makes you think. It's a profound reflection on God's intimate knowledge and his constant presence in our lives. It reminds us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, with every aspect of our being known to God. This psalm encourages us to embrace the reality that there is no place that we can go to escape God's presence. It's a beautiful expression of the depth of God's love, understanding, and his guidance. It helps us find comfort in knowing that we are intimately known and cherished by our Creator. Verse 16 in particular is so, so precious. "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Isn't that a wonderful comfort to know? Every day counts. Every day we can listen to God's guidance and purposes for our living. And we've heard this morning as well how a boy called Samuel heard God speak to him. Samuel was a much wanted son that Hannah, his faithful mum, had prayed for. And she prayed a lot. He even went to Eli the priest and asked him to pray for her too. And she then conceived and gave birth to Samuel. God answered her prayer. And she gave him back to God by bringing him to the temple to be raised by the elderly priest Eli. And there he was, sleeping, He was sleeping in the temple small rooms in the court, just a few yards from the Ark of the Covenant, and it says the lamp had yet not gone out. Now, although God before had spoken audibly to Moses and Joshua before, his words and messages became rare for the 3 centuries of rule by judges to Israel, and Eli's own sons did not listen to God. You would imagine that God would speak to Eli the priest, but no, God chose to speak to the boy Samuel instead and gave him a message for Eli. And after some confusion, Samuel and Eli, wondering who was saying, you know, Samuel, Samuel, they realized that it was God. And Samuel said, "Speak, your servant is listening." And he listened to God's words, which were a message for Eli and his sons, a message that wasn't what Eli perhaps wanted to hear. I wonder how you might hear the voice of God. God came to Elijah with a gentle whisper. Now, we have all read or seen even The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. And I wonder if you remember the part where he introduces us to the character of Aslan. Susan has stepped through the magical wardrobe into Narnia, and she meets Mr. Beaver. And Mr. Beaver has an accent, and I'll try to do it, but it's always, I can't really tell if it's West Country or Cockney, but he said, "Aslan is a lion, a great lion." "Oh," said Susan, "is he safe? I shall feel rather nervous meeting a lion." "Safe," said Mr. Beaver. "Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He is the king." So the words that God spoke to Samuel for Eli and his son could not be described as safe for Eli's hearing. They were, in fact, brutal. A hard test of whether Samuel would be willing to be a truthful speaker of the word of God. And as we read on in the passage, we wonder, will Samuel be brave and tell Eli? And Samuel chose to speak the words, and the words came to pass that God had spoken to Samuel. And as time progressed, God continued to speak to the faithful Samuel at the temple, and he became a trusted messenger and leader of a renewed Israel. Do we recognize when and how God speaks to our hearts? When he stirs us from the norm and inspires us to speak up, even when it might feel that the words are uneasy to hear for other people. Being a child, I wonder if it is easier to hear from God as Samuel did, with less clutter in our lives, less distraction. I remember, and I wonder if many of you do, feeling so close to God as a child. I wonder, are we brave enough to listen to our good God and King and say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening"? Why don't we listen to our Creator, whose character goes into our created being, who knows our every action and reaction? After all, he loves us, and we could never be separated from his love. And let's be like Samuel. When we hear God's call, instead of ignoring it, say, "Here I am." Amen. say the Gospel Canticle together. This is the Christ, the chosen of God, the one who brings healing to the nations. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. This is the Christ, the chosen of God, the one who will bring healing to the nations.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we approach you now with humble and hopeful hearts. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. God of healing and hope, you bring us the challenge of seeking a better way to live, attentive to your voice and ready to respond. In a world full of distractions, teach us to discern the call that is from you. We pray for all who are struggling with God's call to them, because the message is tough or because they feel inadequate. May we all learn to trust that you will give us what we need and find courage in your promise that you will never leave us. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. God of healing and hope, your wide and generous love extends to all creation. May we, your people, extend the same generosity, welcoming friends and strangers into the community you seek to build among us. We pray that anyone who is lonely would find company with us, and that all who are broken by debt worries, destructive relationships, or cost of living challenges would find in us a listening ear and practical support in life's problems. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. God of healing and hope, your voice is sometimes surprising, coming from the margins and from unexpected people. We pray for children and young people in our community, and for all adults who accompany them in their journey of faith, in church, in school, and at home. May we all pay attention to the voices of children and young people. Help us to learn from one another what it means to follow you, and how to build a more inclusive community where we see others as you see them, and no one is too small or insignificant, too young or too old to be part of your plans. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. God of healing and hope, your voice shakes us out of complacency and summons us to speak and act for justice and peace. We pray for places where critics of the status quo are silenced, where protest is prevented, and the cries against injustice go unheard. We pray for journalists in Gaza and Israel, that their stories would shine light into suffering and for protection from risk for all who seek to tell the truth in hostile environments. Help us to hear the call of unlikely heroes, the ones who are persistent in calling for things to be put right. We pray for all the post office workers who were wrongly accused and convicted, for their families who were often financially ruined, and for decision makers in the search for a speedy resolution. May we not ignore the inconvenient voices that point us to change. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. God of healing and hope, you walk with us in the toughest of times and constantly call us back to your love. We pray for all who have lost homes and livelihoods in recent floods. We pray for the sick and the dying, and for everyone who has asked for prayer, including Jack, Brenda, Olivia, Mary, Keith, Janice, Peter, Rosemary, Mary D, Mary B, John, Joy, Alex, Rupert, Maya, Joan. We pray for anyone who today needs to hear your voice again and who needs to remember the depth of your love for them. In the quiet, we name to God the families of those who have recently died. Mervyn Carey, Alan Bristow, Maureen Batston, Joan Phillips. Gather everyone in need into your loving arms and make us a community that hears the cry of people's hearts and responds. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. God of healing and hope, you have searched for us and called us by name, and our lives are in your hands. May we respond faithfully and humbly to what you ask of us, so that your kingdom of hope, justice, and love can be seen among us. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come.
Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives, make known your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's say together the Lord's Prayer, believing the promises of God as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So may Christ, who sends us to the nations, give us the power of his Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. You can unmute yourselves. Thank you so much. for joining in this morning, joining our worship.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Claire. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good week, everyone.
Have a lovely Bye. Week.